Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Since December, Jeremy Zyla has taken his Body and Soul, a worship collective, on the road and will bring it to Guelph on March 6th, where he will team up with the Nicole Ensing Band for the event. Jeremy's on the phone with us tonight from his London home, and Nicole Ensing from her Guelph office to talk about the project. But first, let's listen to Not Go Down from the Heidelberg Project by Jeremy Zyla.
I am overcome, Lord, in the cruel of this world, in the power and soul's deceiving that it seeks. On my own I am weak, don't know what to believe, don't know if it's you I'm hearing when it speaks. And so, Lord, uphold us all and make us strong, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down.
In my sworn enemies, the devil, the world, and me, never stop attacking everything I see. But there is no defeat, even though I am weak, with the power of your spirit, victory. And so, Lord, uphold us all and make us strong,
so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down, so that we may not go down.
And now to our interview with Jeremy Zyla and Nicole Ensing. Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening.
Good evening, Nicole.
Good evening, Robert.
Now, Jeremy, the first Body and Soul, a worship collective, was held in December in London. What was your reaction to it? How did that go?
Oh man, yeah, it's good to be talking to you now, because we've had a couple of conversations and we spoke a few weeks before the two-night event, and it was just amazing, Robert. There was a sponsorship from Faith FM in London, and the idea was to just bring a number of different churches together, a number of different worship leaders who are in the collective, to create a new resource for the church. And it was wonderful. We had over 500 people come out from different churches in London, and I'm really, really pleased with the recording that we've made. It turned into two CDs of original worship music. So yeah, just a beautiful event.
Well, looking at that, and you said you had 500 people come out of that, did that sort of exceed your expectations? How many were you expecting to get out in the first place?
Yeah, you know, that did actually exceed my expectations. In this business, there are times where, you know, you get pleasantly surprised, but the bulk of the time, you're just you're just sort of out there on the road, and you're hoping for more, but fewer people inevitably show up. So this was just one of those times where I feel that God was just really present in everything, and the promotion worked well, and it just seemed to strike a chord with people in London, and they really wanted to come and support. So, yeah, pretty exciting.
Now, I'm trying to remember, was that a ticketed event or not?
You know what, that event, what we wanted to do was record a live CD over two nights, we really relied on people's participation, so we made the event completely free. And yeah, so, you know, people could just walk in off the street. Part of our ministry in the church that I work at, Talbot Street Church in downtown London, partners with a ministry called Sanctuary London, which is much like the Sanctuary that's in downtown Toronto. And so it's a ministry for the homeless people there. And so many of our friends in downtown London, I mean, we have over 150 drop-ins every week that come and eat community meals with us. We wanted to make it accessible to everyone in downtown London. So that was a free event.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Sanctuary. I've talked to Greg Paul and a few of the people from there over the years.
Great.
Looking at it now and looking at, about a month or two since that first Body and Soul, and you've had a chance to reflect on it. Is there anything you'd do differently?
Oh, man, it's been kind of a whirlwind since then, and I don't think so, man. I mean... With any art, and I say this in songwriting as well, but then, I mean, creating a project like this, art is never finished. It's only ever abandoned, right? And so, yes, I mean, there are certain things, perhaps some editing in the post-production of the live CD. I think, never having recorded a live CD, there are certainly things that I've learned in terms of mic technique and things to watch out for. But yeah, no, the whole experience it was actually supported by the Reed Trust just to produce this. It's sort of a follow-up to my Heidelberg CD. I just feel really positive about the whole thing. So I don't think I would look back and say, yeah, no, I needed to do this differently. I'm just pleased at how we're beginning this journey. It's very much the start of something that we're going to continue as Body and Soul Collective.
Now, you're taking this on the road. I mean, you're coming to Guelph the end of the week. What kind of a challenge has it been trying to work with other worship teams and pull all that together? Well, you're in one place, they're in another place, and doing rehearsals and getting the music and things like that.
So, yeah, we talked a little bit about that last time we chatted as well. It's gotten a little bit easier. My good friend Jeremy Youngian, who is the worship pastor at Sanctuary London and just a wonderful songwriter, singer, and guitarist, is sort of the other main, creative source behind the band. He actually just moved right into London, and he was living in Goderich before, and so rehearsals were making that difficult. So the core group of us, there's about six of us that are actually part of churches in downtown London, so Talbot Street Church, Sanctuary London, and then Metropolitan United. And so because we're all centrally located, it's actually not too bad. So when we go on the road, we're basically just going to take the people from those three churches.
Well, what I need to do is, looking at it, is take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with our guests, Jeremy Zeil and Nicole Ensing. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
If sunset clouds could grow on trees, it would but match the maiden flower. And if the skies be underneath the seas, would be no stranger than a shower. If sunset clouds could grow on trees, it would but match the maiden flower. And if the skies be underneath the seas, would be no stranger than a shower. Thank you.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Mystery from the Riddles and Creed CD by the Nicole Ensing Band. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Jeremy and Nicole. Nicole, I've got a lot to talk to you about. And just before we get to talking about the worship event, let's find a little bit about you and the band and that. When did you yourself get interested in music?
I started taking piano lessons as a really young child, and in my teens, I was invited to start playing on worship teams, and it really just flourished from there. Started doing things on my own, songwriting and things like that, about maybe 12 years ago. Last year, I put together this band for this new album, and that's been a really exciting journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, in looking at that, who have been some of your musical influences over the years?
Wow. It's rather eclectic, I would say. You know, I grew up in the late 80s, so I was listening to Cyndi Lauper and Amy Grant and listening to Boston and things like that. And got more into the worship music and, of course, people like Stuart Townend and Graham Kendrick just influenced as well. But I would say I took private lessons with Colleen Reinders, who's from Grace and Colleen Unity Ministries, and she helped me a lot in songwriting. And I would say just working with another person influences you in a very important way, just to get that feedback and to help me find what was my voice.
Now, looking at this, how did that all of that lead to putting the band together?
About a year ago, I met with a friend who I play on his band as well. It's called Wild Oats, and it's a Celtic band. And I had said to him, I've been writing music for so long, wonder if we can do a project. And he said, well, why don't you take a look at G.K. Chesterton's poetry and see if you can put music to that. And it's such incredible poetry, and it's so lyrical that it almost writes itself. And then I needed to find band members, and I found some really awesome guys in Brian Bork and Sam Fitzpatrick, and at the time it was Joel Sipkus, and our drummer now is Matt Qantas. But we only started playing together last April.
Moving to the Worship Collective, and that, how did you and your band become involved with Body and Soul?
I actually have seen Jeremy perform before with Isabel Gunn a number of times over the last couple of years, and I knew that he had done the project with the Heidelberg Catechism. I went to the Calvin Worship Symposium in Grand Rapids in January, and Jeremy was there with Body and Soul, and I came up to talk to him after they led a Vespers service, and I just said, hey, do you want to come to Guelph? And he said, absolutely, and so here we are. Now we have a concert booked for next week.
Well, Jeremy, looking at that, what was your response when you know, why did you ask Nicole to come and do something in Guelph?
Yeah, actually, similar story with Nicole. So I had actually heard of Nicole and seen her present at the Redeemer Worship Conference, and was a part of one of her workshops last year, and so very familiar with her work there at New Life, and actually knew that she had this band going as well. So when she came up just a month ago, then I was super excited to see her, and you know, we talked about this possibility, and I thought as we were planning cities to go around in southwestern Ontario, why not start with Guelph? So yeah, we just released the CD in London last week, and then happy to be here in Guelph at the end of this week.
Now, we were talking earlier about the logistics of pulling the Body and Soul people together.
Yeah.
Now you've got that added challenge of not only are you working with people from different churches, that you're now in different cities.
Absolutely,
How have those logistics worked out?
Well, in terms of the we've done this a couple of times, but I think what's going to happen when we're in Guelph with Nicole, we're going to come together maybe for one or two songs at the end of the night, but Nicole is going to share with us her great stuff from the new CD, and so we'll just sort of get to be immersed in what Nicole and her band is doing. We'll have a bit of a break, and then Body and Soul will come and we'll share what we're doing, and then we'll sort of come together at the end. So I think what that's going to look like, Nicole, is we're just going to, you know, hurry up and rehearse before we start, right?
Yeah, I've been involved in a couple of those things. That's always fun. Nicole, what are you? What should people expect from this whole event? What are you hoping people are gonna go away with?
I always love to introduce people to G.K. Chesterton. People aren't familiar with him, and he has beautiful, beautiful words and such truth in them. I'm excited about Jeremy's band, Body and Soul. They are fabulous musicians, and we recently actually did one of their songs in church a few weeks ago, so my congregation will already be familiar if you happen to play This New Life that night, Jeremy.
That's for sure.
But we also have an art gallery in our church, and we will be exhibiting work by Phil Irish. He's a local artist out of Elora, and he has a series of drawings, ink drawings from Meditations on the Passion. So there, it'll take you through the Passion Week, and I think we just have an entire arts night. It will be wonderful.
Yeah, I like that. I liked when I read about Phil's stuff. I mean, we've talked to Phil on this program before, and he has a phenomenal way of expressing things. And that, I guess that's one of the things too that I find about New Life as well, is you do have this this ministry to the arts and for the arts within the congregation. Do you know how that's developed and sort of what your role in that is?
Sure. I've been on staff at New Life for about 11 years as the worship ministry coordinator, but before that I actually studied art in college. So I bring a real passion for the arts, and when we talk about worship, we don't talk about just music, we talk about drama and liturgical dance and the visual arts. And about, 9 years ago, I believe, we gathered together a bunch of people who had the same desire to be more deliberate about bringing visual arts into our worship space. And so with our council's approval and blessing, we opened a gallery 5 times a year. We exhibit artists. Mostly local, because we are not able to really pay them a lot of money, but we are basically saying to them, as a church, we value your contribution to society, we value your contribution to worship, and we want to create a space that engages our congregation in art and the truth and the beauty of God as that comes through their work.
Well, you also mentioned, you know, things like drama and liturgical dance, and that is that part of the artistic expression at New Life?
Yes, absolutely. I've developed a program called Kid Action, which is kids giving adoration, doing confession, and giving thanksgiving to God through their actions. I'm not by any means a dancer, so we do things that are more action-oriented. I draw from sign language and things like that. I've led a workshop at the Redeemer Conference for 2 years now, kind of teaching people how to engage children and youth in worship, and often it's through actions. It's allowing them to get up and be expressive with their bodies.
I know we're moving a little bit away from the original topic today, but I want both Jeremy and Nicole to weigh in on this, because what I'm hearing as part of this and part of what the Body and Soul is doing, part of what Isabel Gunn has done, and Nicole, part of what you've been doing, is really developing a ministry that incorporates the arts within the congregation. Is that something that you see is changing and is becoming more and more prevalent, especially within say, for example, your own tradition of the in the Reformed tradition?
Yeah, I can speak for myself, actually. I just, so Nicole is far more experienced than me in terms of working for a church, but I just started working for a church at Talbot Street about a year ago, and so these incorporating new art forms, Nicole, I just love the idea of having a gallery in your space, and as you're talking, I'm thinking, man, we could really use something like that at Talbot Street, a downtown church with a great space like that. I think that different congregations in our tradition, the Reformed tradition, are probably at different points, and I could see my congregation learning a lot from what you guys are doing there, especially with things other than music. So I'm coming to this sort of holistic worship approach as very much a student, and I'm excited to see where that takes me.
Yeah, Nicole?
Yeah, I can tell you that we get a journal called the Reformed Worship Journal. It has an excellent resource for worship planners and pastors.
Okay.
And over the years, you know, I've always seen there's been an arts element, but more and more you see congregations really adopting that for their own churches.
Mm.
And I think that galleries are starting to happen in churches. For the longest time, artists were, you know, it was Reformation, right? So the art sort of got thrown out of the church, and now you start to see that coming back.
Mm.
And being in Calvin at that Calvin Worship Symposium was wonderful. I met Phil Schaffsma from Icons, and they represent Christian artists, and he was very excited to hear about the things we do at New Life. Things like last year we had an artist in residence, and she spent 6 weeks with us. We hired her to work with our congregation to create congregational art so that it became part of our worship.
Mm.
And it's still kind of new, but I see a real sort of hunger for that when I speak to other people. They're just amazed at what we do in our church, and like Jeremy's saying, you know, it inspires people to think, what can we do in our own home church?
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and Jeremy, you've also got a resource there, and with the association with Sanctuary, because I know that's one of the things that Sanctuary Toronto has really done well is incorporate the arts into their whole worship space. They've got drama, they've got, you know, they do art shows and various things like that as well. So you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in this area. Well, what I need to do is take one final break, and we'll come back and wrap up our conversation with singer-songwriters Jeremy Zeil and Nicole Ensing. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
He shouldered the curse which lay on me. He suffered in death upon a tree. He sustained righteous anger against my sin, so that he, though innocent, might be condemned. He was led like a lamb to be slaughtered for me, and as sheep remained silent, judgment that was to fall. Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. We're redeemed from the curse that he became. This is
listening to This Is Love from the Heidelberg Project CD by Jeremy Zeil. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Jeremy and Nicole. Nicole, give us some details on the whole logistics. When and where will the Body and Soul Worship Collective be taking place?
Sure. It is next week, Friday, March 6th. It's at 7:30 p.m. at New Life Church in Guelph, and that's on 400 Victoria Road North in Guelph. And they can go to, there's a Facebook event that's been put up, and so they can search Body and Soul Collective, I believe. Hey, Jeremy?
That's right, yep.
Yep, and they can go to either of our websites. We'll have it posted there. And if you want tickets, you can email me at nsingsband@gmail.com. My apologies.
Yeah. Jeremy, what are you hoping people are going to take away from this experience?
Oh, man, yeah. I can see that this night is just going to be a wonderful worship experience that celebrates the art and celebrates what we can do as Christians and artists reflecting God's truth. And so, I just hope people come away with a sense of experiencing the beauty that God has given us. And hopefully we can, in terms of what we're going to share, we're going to teach a few new songs for congregations to sing. And I'm certainly looking forward to hearing more of what Nicole is doing and checking out that visual art as well.
Nicole, same question. What are you hoping people are going to take away with?
I hope that they come out of this really experiencing God's presence, because I think in both of our bands, we're sharing the little that we know about God's truth and creating a space for people to just really experience that.
Great, thank you. Well, Jeremy and Nicole, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guests, Nicole Ensing and Jeremy Zeil. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.salemministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Salem Ministries, email Robert at salemministries.ca, follow us on Twitter at Salem13, or look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check the Arts Connection blog at rdalelesley.wordpress.com. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.